Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News Briefing for Thursday, September 16. A landmark security alliance has been announced between Australia, the United States and the UK, set to significantly bolster Australia's defence capabilities at a time of growing tensions in the Indo-Pacific region. At the centre of the pact are nuclear-powered submarines, with the new agreement replacing Australia's troubled $90 billion deal with France, which is now a decade behind schedule. But not all went to plan, with President Joe Biden peering to forget his Australian counterpart's name.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Two new regional areas in New South Wales are going into lockdown as the COVID-19 virus spreads outside Sydney. Lismore in the state's far north and Albury on the Victorian border will go into a one-week lockdown from 6pm tonight after positive cases in both towns. New South Wales recorded 1,351 new cases of the virus yesterday, taking the total number of cases since the beginning of the outbreak to more than 42,000. The state also recorded another 12 deaths, taking the total number of COVID-related deaths in New South Wales since June to 210. Elsewhere, Victoria has recorded 514 new cases and Queensland has recorded just one new positive case. And a bombshell report has revealed how Instagram can have a shocking impact on mental health for teenagers. The study was conducted by Instagram's owner, Facebook, and leaked to the Wall Street Journal.
It can be devastating. There's really good evidence that this leads to depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation, and of course the development of eating disorders.
That's child and adolescent psychologist Michael Carr-Gregg on Sunrise. And that's your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.